Obviously, after a 14th loss, it's not a lot of fun right now for anybody involved, our players, coaches, organization, fans, I'm sure everybody. But whatever pain we feel right now, we got to stay to it and get ready because we got another one coming up here pretty soon against San Diego here at home, and we got to continue to work through it. I didn't think we played as well as we can play as a team. You know, I didn't think we, on defense, we didn't slow them down. We didn't put enough pressure on them early in the game on offense. Had a couple of opportunities, didn't finish them. But if you don't finish them, then that's what happens. You know, you gotta score touchdowns in this league, and we haven't been able to do it. You know, we're not scoring enough points, not slowing teams down enough. So we got to continue to get better, and all this falls at my feet. And like I told our guys, we're going to keep working at it, and we're not going to stop. But we got to keep going. But I don't like where we are, and nobody does. I don't think our players do neither, so I get it. So we just got to keep working at it. I thought he played better than last week. You know, I think there's some things he did better, some things that we've got to continue to improve on. But I need to watch the tape, you know, and see exactly where we are. But it felt a little bit better than last week. But, again, it's not where we want to be, you know. So we got work to do. Oh, yeah. No, he was one of the guys we had to stop, and we didn't stop him, you know. So, I mean, if you don't stop the other team's good players, you know, they're going to beat you. And so, and I'm leaning like this because of this, Mike. You know, if you don't stop them, they're going to beat you. So he did that. I mean, he had a hell of a game. Yeah, yeah. Communication didn't get it communicated right. We've had our share of those, and that's not at this point in the season. We shouldn't have those. So, again, we got to go back to the drawing board, see where we are, and again, I'm gonna look at the tape, but I'm almost sure it was communication. We didn't play it properly, you know, to get it done. But I still thought that ball hit the ground. I thought the ball kind of drug on the ground a little bit. They reviewed it and said his hand was up underneath it, but that was. That was a close call.
Hey, Coach, why is that when RG3 rolled out and they said he was out of bounds, why is that not?
Because they have ruled him out of bounds. So that's what he said. He said, so you can't challenge it. So.
You had a couple of calls that seemed like he was near the sidelines and maybe just got heaved it earlier or whatever, said he had not thrown out of bounds a lot. I think there was one down in the red zone.
Again, I got to look at the tape. I'm sure, you know, there was a couple situations like that where I thought we could have made better decisions. But, again, I want to see, you know, what he felt and saw in that situation.
During the week, you talked about wanting to see a jump in performance. And statistically, there is some jump there. But was it alone with you?
Again, I want to watch the tape, you know, before I make that, you know, final decision. But, you know, I thought, like I said, I think there was an uptick. But was it enough? I need to really watch the tape and get to the detail of it.
We all understand when you say it's not a lot of fun for anybody. How do you stay up and into it?
Have to. I think the leadership here for me is what keeps me going, obviously. You know, Jimmy and Dee and Sashi and Paul and AB, they're the people that keep me going. And then the players. You know, every week I got to get these guys ready to play. You know, this is my career. This is my reputation. And I'm not going to back down from the challenge. This is a challenging situation, and I get it, you know, and it's not a lot of fun. But at the same time, I think you all and I think football people understand where we are and what we're doing and what we're trying to accomplish, and we're going to work at it. And this wasn't my dream. By any stretch of imagination, but I'm not running from this. You know, these players mean too much to me. The people here mean too much to me. So I've said a long time ago, we're going to fix it, you know, and we have to. And we have nowhere to go but up, but we got a lot of work to do. Maybe a little, But, you know, sitting in my seat, no, because I'm too competitive for that. I don't, this is not what I want us to be. This is not my vision of how we're going to be and what I want us to be. And I built my reputation in this league by winning and getting players to perform and getting them to play as well as they can play. And I don't ever want to go backwards on that challenge to myself. So this is something I'm going to, I've earned this record with our team and our organization and everybody, you know, and I'm a huge part of it. We're going to fix this, and I'm determined, like I've said several times, more so now than ever before, to get this right on all levels. And I think that's what we have to do. And I know everybody who I'm connected to within this organization, they're determined to get this right on all levels. And I appreciate their support through it all. And, you know, I think our players appreciate their support, but our players deserve an opportunity to win. And we got two more chances to have that happen. And we just got to go work, put our heads down, and go see if we can make that happen.
The team is as competitive now as it was first 4 6 weeks of the season?
You know, today maybe it didn't look that way. You know, it didn't feel that way because of the result and maybe statistically the way it looks. But these guys haven't quit. I'll be the first to tell you that. I know that without question. Joe Thomas was in there rallying these guys again. This group hasn't quit, and they won't quit. I don't believe that. You know, sometimes physically, you know, we got beat in some areas today. I mean, that team was better than us, and that's going to happen. But I'm never going to ever question if these guys are quitting, because I know they're not. You know, I think they're doing, playing as hard as they can. Now, can we play smarter? Can we do things better? Do we need to do some things better that way? There's no question about that. But I will never question if they're not giving effort or they're not trying. I mean, I'm sure the fourth down stop down there says that they're fighting, you know, and so our guys will continue to do that. Yeah.
Ultimately, four catches and 19 yards and one drop. What's going on there?
No, I don't think it's just him and Robert. I think, you know, Terrell has a reputation now. People know who he are, and they're trying to take him out of the game, and we're trying to get it to him. And sometimes the ball doesn't go, you know, where it should, or, you know, protection doesn't hold up. You know, it's a variety of different things. It's not that we're not trying to get him the ball. We're trying to. And we did some things a little different in the second half. But then, like you said, that dries up too. You know, teams start figuring that out. So we got to play better. You know, it's just that simple. You know, offensive football is about a team. You know, it's about a unit playing well. The quarterback has to lead that, and everybody's got to be in sync. And we have, you know, we have a rhythm, and then there's no rhythm. And then, like, it disappears, and sometimes we don't get it back, you know. And I haven't seen this in a long time, you know, in my career in football. So, but I know what it is, and we'll just continue to get better at it.
How about Crowell, disappointed?
Yes. I'm disappointed for him. You know, it's not, I want anybody to think it's Isaiah Crowell. You know, I think when he's given the ball and he runs it, I think he does a good job, you know. And I think, you know, we just sometimes get out of rhythm on things we have to do, you know, because the game changes sometimes so fast for us. And then all of a sudden, to stay in it, there's different things you have to do to stay in the game. And teams kind of know it, and they give you the assumption you can throw it a little bit, and you look up and you can't because you're not hitting those balls. So that's frustrating too.
It's going to be kind of a short week for you with the Saturday game. Is changing quarterbacks out of the question?
Everything's going to be on the table. You know, I think I'm going to take a look at everything. I just have to, you know, because, again, I think I owe these guys the best opportunity to win, you know, in the locker room. For the effort they're giving me, I got to give back to them as a leader. I got to make sure that I'm putting the right people out there for them.
So everybody's in play, Cody Kessler, Josh McCown.
Everybody's in play. Absolutely.